Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. Since this is the first episode, let me tell you a little bit about Roll One. Roll One is an actual play podcast where me and a group of New York City improvisers play Fantasy Flight Games' Star Wars role-playing game system. The goal is to tell a fun and engaging story together, set in our favorite galaxy far, far away. There'll be action, adventure, excitement, romance, mystery, tragedy, and probably a little too much comedy. But instead of me telling you about it, let's just get right to it, shall we?
Evil Galactic Empire controls the galaxy with an iron fist, ruthlessly crushing dissent. Young Bosch Trebia is on the run from agents of the Empire who hunt him because of his ability to tap into the mystical force. Currently cornered on the planet Bestine, Bosch and his guardian, Levo Free, attempt to make contact with an unlikely ally who might be able to sneak them off-world.
So we start off on space. The camera pans down towards an Imperial Star Destroyer that's cutting into view and slowly starting to edge across a brilliant blue planet. It's a planet covered in water, and you can just see how it's this beautiful sapphire color from outer space. There's also, you know, cloud formations, pristine. We then cut to the front of that Imperial Star Destroyer, where we're on the bridge. It's hum with activity. There's officers underlit who are going about their duties with a certain tension. They're all on edge. And the camera slowly pans through them towards the view screen itself, where we see a figure silhouetted, standing with his back to the camera, hands clasped behind his back, looking down on Bestine. We only see this black outline figure, but what we could tell, he's a humanoid shape. He has long, dog-like ears, and he sort of has like a furry countenance to him. All of a sudden, two stormtroopers drag a young Arcanian man, who, Arcanians, for those of you who don't know, look very human. The only difference is most of them have white hair, their eyes are completely white, and they have four fingers instead of five. Otherwise, they're completely human. Two stormtroopers drag an Arcanian man down the bridge towards this figure staring off at this planet. So, would two of you care to play stormtroopers as well? Feel free to chime in, but no, they're sort of like, you don't want to get out of line.
I can do that.
Where is the boy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The figure turns around, and you see he's wearing a sleek Imperial uniform that's different from the others. He has a lightsaber on his hip. It's one of the Inquisitor lightsabers, one of those circular ones with a handle through them. The man's face is underlit by the bridge itself, and he looks like a werewolf. He's a Shistavanan. He has like a, you know, his teeth are yellow, and he just like sneers at this Arcane, and he, you know, steps suddenly up towards him.
I've grown tired of your games. I've grown tired of you running. I will have the boy at last. Tell me, where is he?
I'm just a simple merchant. How many times do you have to say, I don't know what this boy is. I don't know who you're talking
about.
Quit
lying to me. I know you have been traveling with the boy since he left his homeworld. I know I have followed every movement of yours, Barker. If you will not talk willingly, I will make sure you suffer and know that the boy will be found.
Then the camera, we do a star wipe. We cut down to the planet itself. The planet is Bestine. We are in a magma tube. It's a city built into a magma tube. The tube itself is about a kilometer in diameter. Massive. The roof is lined with lights, which in the day are turned on bright to simulate daylight, and at night they are turned low to simulate starlight. The The city itself is built, you know, partially up on the sides of the magma tunnel, on both sides, and it's a long city that stretches out wide, multi-leveled because of the being built on the side of the tubes. Right now, it is midnight in the world, so the lights are set to be nighttime. A low mist has rolled in, covering everything with a light sheen of water, and the tube itself, the city is well lived in, and because of the water and it's an oceanic planet, a lot of things are covered with algae, so everything sort of has like a scummy texture to it. Very lived-in, scummy texture. Normally, the city is filled with ships flying through the magma tunnel, going in and out, landing. Shuttles also going out to catch fish for the day or towards the various mining stations that are out at the deep sea. But right now, no ship is in the air. There's a curfew going on. Most people are in their homes, but there's still a few going out. And the only ships right now that we see coming across the stage, or coming across the camera, are two TIE fighters that come screaming through the tunnel. Nice. We then cut to this mist-filled streets, these cramped, old, mist-filled, algae-covered streets, where there's two figures, likely, possibly hooded, I'll leave it for you two to decide, that are moving through the streets trying to avoid Imperial patrols on their way to their destination. Feel free to set the stage and like how you're looking, what you are in the process of doing.
So I've got an adverse environmental gear on, so we're talking like a full, you know, suit of essentially light armor with a breathing mask. My face is obscured. I have a vibro spear mounted on my back, and I've got like a kind of a small pack with me.
So I just have a blaster in a holster on my hip that's basically soldered there, and I do have a hood.
You are a droid, correct?
I'm a droid.
Yeah.
But I'm a droid. Like, there's still like, you know, you can tell I'm a droid even though I'm wearing a hood, and the hood still has the brim shape of my head. So it's like the least inconspicuous hooded figure.
So your head is shaped like the brim is shaped like a cowboy hat.
The brim has it's not attached even, it's held there like with small bits of wire.
Nice.
So it also like jangles a little bit as I walk. Yeah, just we're looking for a known associate.
Okay. So the camera pans down like after that star wipe from those ties and like the establishing shot of the city, and zooms down right towards the city, maybe in an alleyway, where first on the masked figure and the droid, I'm assuming, right behind him?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Feel free to take the scene away.
God damn it, we've got to get off of this planet, Levo.
Yeah, well, it's the safest place we could possibly be for now.
Safest place? We left Barca up there.
Yeah, and we don't have a ship.
Yeah, I would like to get a ship. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm a man I think who could help, at least with half the job, some muscle, which we'll need. Slowly look around for any threats.
You see two stormtroopers down like a different street. They're not anywhere close to you, but they're close enough where you could see them. They walk and they possibly say something to each other. They seem to listen to some order over their headset, and they walk out of sight.
Okay. This place is crawling with tin cans, Levo.
I'll take offense to that.
Well, okay, you know I didn't mean it like that, okay? You're not even made of tin.
Fair. Well, either way, we should find Flint, quick.
Who is this Flint character, anyway?
Very disreputable sort of man. Just the kind of person we could use to get off of here. Mm. And do so unnoticed, like. Let me see, I need to find someone who might know Flynn. Do I see anyone that's...
Well, you already know where you're going to be meeting.
Oh, yeah, Okay, yeah. That's my other question.
It's Moten's Cantina.
Okay, so I want to start heading there.
Okay, so you guys sneak to Moten's Cantina. Make a stealth check or a sneak check, whatever the skill is in the system. It's going to be difficulty 1. Stealth. And add a blue dice because of the weather.
He has a triumph, a success, a failure, a threat, and 2 advantages. So I think the triumph has a built-in success. Is that correct?
So it's a success.
A success and 1 advantage.
Yep. Success and 1 advantage.
I have 2 successes and 1 advantage.
Perfect. So you guys succeed. Do you want to describe maybe how you slip by the stormtroopers?
Yeah, sure. So as we're walking down the street, I loosen my vibro spear in its sheath and touch a small button on the haft, and a loud sort of squawking breaks out. It's kind of an how do I put this? Auga! Auga! But it sounds like it's coming from down the block, and the stormtroopers head off and follow that sound. And
listen, we, over there! The two of them go rushing off in that direction.
You heard an Auga?
Come on, Levo.
I haven't seen an Auga in years.
So the two of you race through the misty streets. We get like a camera shot of maybe like above, and you guys running down an alleyway. And finally, in this back alley, you see a doorway, sort of a circular doorway that leads, it's sunken into the ground, and it leads down into a basement level cantina. And you hear there's music and there's light coming from inside. The music's sort of subdued. It's right there for you.
I open the door.
You walk in, you get a dirty look as a droid immediately by the bartender, but he doesn't say anything.
Okay.
The room itself, it's a very dimly lit cantina. It's two levels. There's the main ground floor that's circular. It's almost dome-like. And then there's another half dome above that on the second floor with a railing around it and balconies and recessed seating above there. The seating on the ground floor, the middle of the floor is open with like chairs and tables, and there's like recessed booths in the wall, and the cantina itself, like the bar, is circular in the center of the room. There are figures standing, like sitting about having drinks. They also look nervous and high strung. It's busy, but not so busy that you can't find seating. It's also loud enough where you could have a quiet conversation, but not too loud where it's deafening, where you have to shout over everything.
Deserving of a good Yelp review.
Oh, yeah. Space Yelp.
Atmosphere.
Spelps.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So Bosch Trebia moves around the sort of periphery of the cantina and finds an empty booth to sit down in, unslings his vibro spear and starts puttering away on his data pad.
Okay.
And I'm looking around for Flint.
I'm assuming Flint is there. Yeah.
He is.
Describe the sort of booth you set, who, what you look like, what you're doing.
So Flint is a very large male Nautilin.
Nautilin, right? For those of you who don't know, or they're an aquatic species. Kit Fisto from Attack of the Clones, they have those long green head tails.
Big black eyes.
Amazing smiles.
Beautiful sonorous Caribbean voices.
Yep.
And he is sitting in a booth. He's not by himself. He's got two folks that he is just gabbing with. And he's talking away and you know, making plans. So he's just dressed in, you know, heavy leather looking, you know, jacket and black pants and combat boots, and he's smiling away at these folks and just drinking.
What kind of folk are they?
Oh, it's just it's a human and a Twi'lek, and they're just sitting there also talking. You can tell that they don't know each other, but they've met at this bar, and Flint invited them over. He looked like they needed a seat, and he just needed some company.
All right.
I come up behind Flint, whirring and clicking, and put my hand on his shoulder and go, "At last I've caught you. You're under arrest."
Flint puts his hands on the table and looks at the human and the Twi'lek very seriously. Says, "I think you should get out of here."
They look at each other nervously and like, okay. And they slide out of the booth and hurry up away, and they actually leave the cantina.
Flint, without turning, just starts laughing.
Ah, Levo! It's been too long, my friend!
My good friend, it has been a long time. Are you keeping out of trouble?
Ah, well, you know, I wouldn't go around saying that too much, but yeah, of course, I'm keeping out of trouble.
As I thought. Well, listen.
Have a seat if your circuits are tired.
Certainly.
Flint's so loud that a few people look over at that sudden laugh, and then go back to their drinks.
So, listen, Flint, I'm in a bit of trouble. I'm stuck on this planet with a young friend here. A gesture over at Bosch, fiddling with his data pad.
And, the nerd?
He's a nice boy. He's a little bit of a pumpkin, if you know what I mean.
Sure, sure.
From the back end of nowhere. We just need to, you know, get him somewhere safe.
Oh, so we're talking business, huh?
Afraid we are.
I see, I see. So, tell me, what, you're in trouble, and I'm assuming you can't tell me too much about the trouble, but what can you tell me?
Only what I know. Boy special. Don't know why, but some resistance fighters asked me and programmed me to keep him safe. So I'm going to do that.
Okay, so you said a word in there that struck Flint's ears. You said paid. So, I assume that there's going to be something in this for me here.
That's the idea.
Excellent, excellent. I've known you a long time, Leivor, so I feel like whatever you tell me now is going to be important. So, what exactly can you pay me?
This is like... Look at, like, what I'm wearing, which is just, like, a coat and a hood. And just, like,
I text Levo from my data pad. Pay him whatever he wants.
I'm just, like, look at a little comment on my wrist, like, apparently whatever you want.
Whatever I want. Oh, I don't think you can afford that.
I know I can't.
Perhaps get your friend, your little friend over here to speak with us, and you know we can perhaps learn a little bit more about his funding.
So sure. I amble over and mm-hmm. and sit down and join you rascals at the booth.
I gesture over for some drinks from the bartender.
So Flint, this is Boss Trevor.
Pleasure to meet you, Boss.
It's so nice to meet you, too. I've never met a Nautilin so large.
Many have not. So I hear that you're in a spot of trouble with those in black and white.
Yeah, well, who isn't these days? It wasn't a joke. We're all in trouble. I think we're all...
Always
none of us are in a good spot.
In trouble.
Look, I...
Some of us just have a little bit more means to get out of said trouble.
Well, I don't know how much Levo told you, but... we were on our way... on a shipping run. Got intercepted by a... well, keep this between us, but... an Inquisitor.
Oh! Just to let you know, most people... don't necessarily know if the Inquisitors exist, so it's your choice, but know that it's not very common knowledge.
Oh, an Inquisitor, huh?
An Imperial Inquisitor.
All right, so somebody high up in the Imperials.
I don't think you understand. are you familiar with the implications of the process of an Inquisition? Is that something that... is that a concept that you have on your planet?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I grew up on Arcania. I spent my whole life on Arcania, and I've never met such a big Nautilin. I'm a little nervous.
I am familiar with the serious amount of hurt that Inquisitions can put on my business. That's what I am familiar with, and it is a very serious matter, and I understand your nervousness.
Well, so if you do business here, it might be in your best interest to help us leave as quickly as possible.
My best interests are my best interests.
I said might.
Yes.
Sorry.
Now, Levo here is someone I know. You are someone I do not know. So, he mentioned some resistance possibilities. Now, I have the feeling that you two don't have the means to pay for the services of getting you out of the clutches of these people.
Okay,
so,
well, not right now.
Some people might in the future, is what you're saying.
My uncle owns a dealership.
That sounds like the worst lie that I have ever heard.
It's...
I like it. I like that you want to tell it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it... well, it's just, you know, I can call in an IOU eventually. I don't know when I'll get home.
Levo.
Mm-hmm.
Is he good for this?
I think so. I trust him.
That's good enough for me. Let's go. And I start paying the tab. Start throwing some credits on the table.
Just as you say that, two stormtroopers walk into the bar and they start scanning the bar. They start looking around. And they start walking up to people sitting at tables and asking them questions. And you see in their hand they're presenting a holo. And in that holo is an image of a young Arcanian man. If you would like to describe that man without the mask on.
The image is of a 16-year-old, three-quarter Arcanian, one-quarter Sephi individual. He's about 5'10" with an athletic build. Washboard abs.
the images of him shirtless.
Shirtless.
He just got out of like the pool and he's like brushing his hair back.
He's got this sort of violet tinted white hair, completely white eyes, a little disconcerting. But he's got such a friendly face that, you know, he looks very harmless. He's got a very boyish, nerdy look. Very bookish. Mm.
Tumblr's gonna go crazy with him when this movie's released.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, no, he will be...
Wait, is your character played by Tom Holland?
Yes.
Awesome.
Character's played by Tom Holland. And we can see in the holo, we can see, like, distinctly... a vibrous beer in the hollow. Bosch notices it and immediately throws the spear under the table and, like, sits sort of awkwardly leaning against the table.
So what do you two do? Do you wait for the stormtroopers to get around to where you're sitting, or do you try to leave?
I think we should leave. So, Bosch, come on, get your stuff. They're gonna come to this table sooner or later. Let's go.
All right. If you say so.
Flit, shall we?
Out the back way?
If you know a back way.
Can I roll a knowledge underworld? Would that be the... Or a skullduggery? What's the...
Know
if there's a back way.
No, we'll assume you live on this planet. You've been to this cantina. You know there's a back way.
Okay.
As you stand up to leave, though, the stormtroopers notice that and they say, "You there, wait!" And they walk over towards you specifically.
I walk toward them to intercept.
Okay.
To say, "Sure! Hey! What can I do for you?"
Present your papers.
I present my papers.
All right. Do you have a warrant out against you? Do you have any sort of legal... You want to say yes or no?
Not on this planet. Right. I say yes, but not on this planet.
Okay. make a force check. We'll say a black is yes, a white is no. Oh, you're lucky, yeah. You don't come up in their system as being wanted for anything.
Rolled a white.
It's clear, sir.
Alright.
So what can I help you boys with?
We're looking for this fellow. Have you seen him?
They present the image of Bosch Chevy with the spear.
I take a close... Can I see that? And I, like, get in real close to him. I'm like, look at those washboard abs!
That's insane!
Tell me, what is this Batman doing? And I'm hoping that Levo and Bosch are leaving.
Grabbing Bosch by the arm and just like, come on, this is a perfectly good time to just move away.
So make a deception check against these stormtroopers.
Oh boy.
I'm pretty sure it's discipline.
Okay.
What skill is that? Is that off of willpower?
Discipline is off of will. Well, no, not discipline. I'm sorry. Deception is off of cunning.
But
makes sense.
Discipline to oppose
discipline
it.
Is off of will.
Okay, their willpower. Really? Oh, jeez, all right. The difficulty's going to be 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's 3 purples and 2 greens against my 2 greens.
They're not great at shooting. They're great at...
That is a failure. 1 failure.
So they see right through it.
Oh.
And you two are trying to sneak away?
Yeah.
You try to make a sneak attempt.
I have a stealth.
Whoever has the highest?
Here. Let's see.
I have stealth, so it's just based on my agility, so I have 3 green.
Oh, I have I have 1 yellow and 1 green.
I believe you guys could work together, so you apply one person's skills and one person's ability. So you could do 2 green and a yellow.
Stealth.
Okay. But you add a black because you're being watched. And because of these stormtroopers, it's going to be 2 purple as well.
All right. Here, Evan, you want to roll?
Let's see what we got here.
Oh, nice.
Not bad.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a success and... 2 advantages?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, those cancel out. So it's success and 2 advantages.
Great.
All right. They look over like, wait, where are those two who are sitting with him go?
Yeah, where were they going?
And
two?
For the advantage, can I pick one of the advantages, I guess?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So as we're leaving, as we get out to the back door, I pick up a beer glass and just like whip it past, whip it into the far corner of the room, and it smashes against the wall.
Okay, so they go looking for you and they stare at it. They're like, huh. They twist their heads. They stare at it for a second. Possibly an opening for Flint if he wants to do anything, but yeah. By now, Levo and Bosch have slipped out the back door.
So Flint also looks at the bottle. What the hell was that?
Look, you're trying to let them get away. Arrest this man.
They say, gesturing to you, and one of the stormtroopers goes for his binders, the other one has his blaster rifle.
I sigh. Sort
of at the ready.
And I punch the guy with the blaster rifle.
Alright,
with my brass knuckles.
Let's roll vigilance. Initiative. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be vigilance. And vigilance is, what?
Vigilance is off of will.
Will. Jeez, okay.
I got two successes.
They have two successes and three advantages. How many advantages you got?
Just two successes.
Okay. So one of them will go to grab you to try to put the binders on you. So we'll say that's a melee attack to like grapple.
Okay.
So melee for them.
Melee or brawl?
We'll
see.
He's
not brawl. Binders don't count as a weapon, right?
Yeah. Right. So it's brawl, sorry. I assume like melee as in like the generic.
But they're specific.
Like hand to hand. Yeah, this. Ooh.
It's important.
Terminology for this.
Yeah.
Do you have any defensive abilities, or is it just three green against the basic two purple?
No, I don't think I have any defensive abilities.
Might be opposed for a grapple. I have to look at the rules.
Would be opposed to my brawn?
Yeah, I think so.
Then it's four green.
So, assuming you resist, one's going to try to grapple you. Oh, man.
Wow.
They fail hard.
Yep.
Whoa.
So they reach at you and they try to grab you. Maybe they grab your arm and you pull away. And you yank him off balance.
He's off balance? So I can hit him with a blue or something?
Yeah, because he... Oh, no, he does have one advantage. Nah, they're just going to... I'm just going to hold on to the advantage and consider it later. But right now...
All
right,
so I shrug... The guy with the binders, I shrug him off, and then I punch the guy with the blaster.
Okay.
And that's, against...
Two purple.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's three successes straight up.
Yep, three successes.
With my brass knuckles.
How much damage do you deal?
I think the damage is my brawn, which is 4, plus 1 for the brass knuckles, and 2, 4. So that's 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay. You punch him right in the head. He's still up, but he looks a little woozy for a second.
Cool.
One of them, the one with the blaster rifle, is going to try to shoot at you point-blank range.
So that's the one I hit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he... They have 3, but at point-blank range, they add difficulty dice. I think it's normally 1 purple, but because he's using a rifle, he adds 2 more. So he fires off a shot against you. And it is a failure. He has 1 advantage. So his advantage, the other one is going to try to make a melee attack against you the next round, and he's going to give himself an advantage on that. So you having to like focus on maneuvering out of the way of the rifle shot is the other one getting a chance to like cheap shot you next round.
Okay, and it's my turn again, right?
Yep, it's your turn.
So I do another melee, and we'll describe afterwards what happens based on what happens.
Yep.
Oh boy. That's
strong success.
3 successes straight up again. So that's another 7 damage, just like last time.
Another 7?
Yeah.
Okay. He's still up. So what do you do?
Grab the blaster rifle. So Flint goes to grab the blaster rifle and try and rip it out of his hands.
Okay, so with one hand you're grabbing the blaster rifle, and I think the other you punch him again in the head.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, the other one is going to try to punch you he's going to try to club you with his rifle. We'll treat that as a melee.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He fails. It's a complete wash.
So he does club me? But it just makes me angry.
Nice.
So he hits me in the head, and I just glare down at him, because I'm taller than these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I go to rip the blaster out of the guy's hand.
Okay. Same dice roll.
That'll
wow.
And that is...
That cancels.
So 3 successes and an advantage.
All right. So for the 3 successes... you're able to deal enough damage to either knock out or kill the stormtrooper you're grappling with.
So I rip the blaster out of his hands and just beat him with it.
Okay.
and knock him out across the head.
There's a sickening crack sound as like against the plasteel armor, and he collapses to the ground. Mind you, everyone in the bar now is like backing away. They're panicking. Some might be sneaking towards the door. So he goes down, and you actually technically deal a little bit of damage to the other guy as well.
So I crack him across the head, and he falls and lands on the guy's knee. Just okay. Like into his knee, bends it back, and you hit the stormtrooper, go, ah!
My knee!
So that stormtrooper is going to try to turn around and take a pot shot at you again?
No, oh, I'm already in physical therapy for this!
So it's a hit, but with a lot of disadvantages. One, two, three, four disadvantages.
Oh my gosh.
Let me look up the disadvantage table really quick. And threats. See. Threats, sorry. Threats. Threats.
If he makes it home, his wife's mad at him about something. That's his disadvantage.
That's very disadvantageous.
So he could technically fall prone with those threats. So he's going to fall prone, and he's also going to suffer one strain. Which for minions is a damage, and the stormtroopers are a minion. So essentially, as he goes down, he takes a pot shot at you, which does hit.
Nah.
So you take 9 damage.
He's prone now. So I take that shot, and it cuts through my the side of my jacket, and leaves a big gaping hole there. And Flint's eyes, they're huge. Nautilin's eyes, if you guys don't know, are monstrous. They take up a third of their face. And they grow even wider. And you can tell that it's in anger again. And he sees this guy and just pushes him down. And that's how he ends up prone. Just takes him.
I was thinking
him.
He was prone from when the other stormtrooper hit his
oh,
knee.
From, oh, that works for me. That's fine. All right. So,
and
he
as
goes
he's falling,
down.
A wild shot goes off and manages to hit you. And he falls down and hits his head hard. He's still alive. Still, like, moving.
So, seeing him on the ground and having shot me and hit me with a rifle, I take this rifle and throw it over the bar and just go at him with my hands again on while he's on the ground. And there's some kind of melee advantage.
Yeah, you add 1 blue dice to your roll.
when you're applying the stomp down.
Yeah. So I go after him on the ground. Oops, well, that was a success.
That was a success, right? Yes. Right. For those of you at home, Alfonso just accidentally knocked over one of his dice.
That's 4 successes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you kill him. Or stun him, whatever you want to do.
Okay, I was going to stun him, but he shot me. Yeah. He shot me! So, Flint, seeing this guy on the ground, just jumps over him and starts, like, doesn't even take the guy's helmet off, just starts straddles him and just starts swinging and hitting the helmet back and forth.
Can at this point Levo come in? Come back in and left, like, bosh out in the alleyway and just like, hold on, I hear a lot of noise.
So yeah, we'll cut outside. Did you guys wait around?
I was gonna say
we'll both go back in.
Yeah, we'll just say, hold up, he may need some help. And then we hear all the noise, like, he may not need help, but we should go back.
So you guys go back in and see Flint. Most of the people, the patrons of the cantina, have fled. They have run out of the cantina. The bartender's hiding behind. We maybe had a small shot of the bartender hiding under the table, and the blaster rifle just landed like right next to him, and he jumped. He's like, oh, jeez.
I just imagine now he's holding it.
So as we walk in, Bosch looks over at the cowering bartender and just says, so do you have Corellian whiskey?
He's looking at you. He's holding the blaster rifle. He's shaking. And he, like, eyes up towards the wall. You see, like, on the wall where all the bottles are. He's like,
So Bosch just walks over and grabs the bottle of Corellian whiskey off the shelf.
Meanwhile, the shot is you doing that slowly. The rest of the cantina has been emptied except for Flint still beating the hell out of this stormtrooper.
Yeah, and while you're getting whiskey, Lima goes over like, I think he's good, Flint.
Jeez. Oh, he really shouldn't have shot me.
No.
He really shouldn't have shot me.
I agree.
And Flint sits up and, like, stretches and his back cracks. And then he stands up and goes, Leave their gear. We don't want to be caught with holding any of this.
I can't wear it anyway.
Okay.
Doesn't fit. Not my size.
Okay. Wow. That was a workout.
Yeah, that was something.
We should go.
I throw a couple more credits to the bartender. Say, for the damages and the, you know, ensuing legal issues.
And then I tip over a few credits for the whiskey and the legal troubles.
The bartender is just standing there, holding the blaster rifle to his chest, just looking nervous, staring at the scene, and he just watches you silently, wide-eyed, as you three walk out.
Yeah. I wave and go, have a good day now.
And I think as you do that, like as you walk out, there's like a brief moment of him standing there, and then a bottle that was shot by one of the two stray blaster shots just like tips over and crashes, and he jumps.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team Tilt at Reckless Theater and his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshy, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Tumask, who isn't introduced until next episode, is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Levo 3, yours truly, is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDUBS. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One, Lockdown on Bestine 2. Until then, may the Force be with you.